In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Okay, I think I've asked enough questions for today. Time to hear some questions from you in a segment we call I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
For today's installment, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman answers this question about the proverbial traveling band.
The question comes from Connor Cox. He's a digital marketing guy.
I've always wondered how band managers decide which cities and which venues to book their touring acts.
Cox lives in San Diego, and he says they get no respect down there at the bottom left of the country.
On U2's last tour, they played Los Angeles, but they didn't even stop in San Diego. Sometimes we're just a second thought.
Well, I can't tell you why U2 dissed your hometown, but I am going to try to explain the economics of band tours.
The latest record is called Ragged and Dirty. You can get it here. This is called Back to You.
Blues rocker Devin Allman, son of the famous Southern rocker Greg Allman, is on tour with his band this summer. I sat down with Allman backstage before his gig at a big blues festival in Portland, Oregon. It's a sweltering 4-day beer-drenched extravaganza. He was set to go on in a couple hours.
As we get about 10 minutes, then it gets exciting. I don't get nervous, I just get stoked, like I really get pumped. Especially festival crowds, it's just such good energy.
After his set, he took the festival stage with his father, Greg, a nice bump for a mid-tier artist like Devin. Plus, there's this.
Festivals, they are good money.
Jill Kettles is Allman's publicist. A single festival can pay thousands of dollars. The hotel's nice, the audience is big, and you don't have to sweat too hard to bring them in. Kettles says the festivals are what you put up on the calendar first. They're the anchor dates.
Anchor dates can also be big cities like New York, Washington, Chicago, Dallas, and then you fill in with the Davenports and the Toledos, the Daytons, you know, whatever.
Connecting those dots on the tour, that's harder. Should it be Davenport or Iowa City or maybe Louisville? You want those mid-sized venues to be a few hours' drive for the band vans in places where you hope the band has some fans. And some of those gigs are going to be in the middle of the week, Tuesday or Wednesday night, when clubs don't sell so many tickets. This can be a disaster.
Played for 50 people? Oh, yeah. You always end up playing for the sound man, the bartender, and the waitress at one point. And it is sort of disheartening.
And costly. Because the way it typically works, the venue pays the band a base amount. It's called the guarantee. A few $100 for a small club, $1,000 or more for a bigger one. The artist then often gets a percentage of ticket sales in addition over what the venue takes for its expenses and profit. A half-empty house, the band's paycheck may not even cover hotel, food, gas, and the cost of the crew. Gabe Johnson books tours for mid-sized bands, and we sat down at a coffee shop in Portland after his own funk band had played a show.
It's, as it were, the crunch on the middle class, very strongly in the music industry.
It's the crunch on the middle class band.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to make ends meet.
Johnson says a band that's opening for a bigger act may just get $250 or $300 per gig. Still, the tour could be worth it to build buzz, sell merch, and get folks to, God forbid, pay to download their music later. He remembers one up-and-coming band.
Got an opportunity to open up on a national tour for one of the heaviest hitters in Bluegrass Americana, and it's opened up all of the East Coast markets to them. It was undoubtedly the best plan, but they lost like 8-10 grand in a month. At least.
So for all those folks whose favorite artists pass them by, here's the deal. Where the band goes is about the money, but it's also about where the artist wants exposure, even if the money's not so great. And the place you live may not offer enough money or exposure to be worth the stop on the tour. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.